Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, Sam, I've missed your studio dancing.
I'm back again. I was doing it the whole time. You just couldn't see it.
I was imagining it
in the slightest.
In my head.
I was just like literally like in my PJs just doing this and then like with a little coffee in
hand. PJs, I love that. I refused to do the show from home in my PJs because I felt like it was invasive on my personal life.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Tess, and I completely get this, Tess, but Tess was like, I feel like the listeners can see me somehow if I'm in my pajamas. I don't want that.
Yeah. You just never know.
There's eyes everywhere.
Anyway.
That got weird. What are we talking about on Viewmaster today, Sam?
Okay, so this was a Tess recommendation. So this is why it's been a bit controversial, because I personally don't think the show is for me. But Tess loves it.
Okay.
It's called Midnight Gospel.
I feel nervous.
Why are you?
I don't know. I just really wanted you to like it.
So
you know when you recommend something to a friend and you really want them to like it, and then they maybe don't? And
well, it's a bit... See, I didn't dislike the show. Like, this isn't a show where I was like, wow, what trash TV. Because I like trash TV. This is just a show that like doesn't really hit my sensibilities. So it's Midnight Gospel. It's a cartoon, kind of like Rick and Morty meets the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right.
Very kind of wacky, trippy, transcendental cartoon that follows a real life podcast, which is called the Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
That's where quite a mouthful.
Yeah, I made sure it was on my phone so I could read it out. and he interviews these really, really cool, interesting people. So like the episode that I really liked was the third one where he like... So it's really weird. Basically, he flies down to random planets that are like randomly generated, and he talks with these people while they walk through like these really trippy, just like 25 minute long scenes. Yeah, their world. Yeah. And they're doing like crazy stuff in the episode that isn't really related to the conversation they're having. Mm. So like the first episode, he meets the president of a planet Earth that's overrun by zombies. And then the president and him talk all about like legalizing certain drugs and the difference between good and bad drugs. And if there is a thing as such as good or bad drugs. And it really just doesn't make any sense to me, to the plot line, to the conversation they're having, but they're based on real podcasts and they use real audio from the podcast.
So two things. I didn't know that this was a real podcast. That's not clear when you start watching the show.
So I already
knew
that.
I think was interesting for me. So maybe that was different in you and I watching it. So when I started watching it, I was like, this character and their, like, say for the president, has nothing to do with what they're talking about, but it's so aesthetically pleasing for me.
So it is a cartoon, just to clarify for everybody at home. This
and
is
it,
like
it's
a
very, it's made
animation.
By the creators of Adventure Time. So if you've watched Adventure Time, the animation is very similar.
Yeah. And it gives me those cartoons that were like created before we were even born, like those really like trippy, acid kind of cartoons from like the 60s, 70s, 80s that were like very, very like color soaked and high contrast and like lots of drippy effects. But like even to the umpteenth degree, like this is a beautiful show. Like you can take any screenshot of the show and put it on your wall and be like, sick.
That's
nice college poster.
Yeah. like I go to art school, this girl, she's gonna love it when she comes around and we're gonna like hang out. And the thing about the show,
a very heterosexual moment for you.
Yeah, thanks. I try my best. The thing about the show that I really like is the interviews. Like the interviews are so
fascinating.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like so, episode 3, which I was really personally like in touch with, I googled the guy behind it that he talks to, and they talk about this guy that he talks to is a magic user, and he practices Western magic.
So in the podcast, the real podcast,
that he talked to this guy about, he's a magic user. He practices Western magic. And this guy, I googled
Western
him.
Western magic.
Yeah, Western magic.
I'm not familiar with this at all.
That's why you watched the episode. It was crazy. But this guy turns out that he was convicted of a murder of 3 teens in the 80s and spent 20 years in prison or something and then got released and now practices Western magic in Arkansas.
What?
So the real person behind this episode that he talks to and the audio clip is from is a guy that's been...
Convicted murderer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you know that when you're watching the episode?
No,
or did you have to Google that?
I had to Google this. And this is why the show, I think, is really cool. Because the podcast itself sounds really, really cool. And I want to go back and watch it.
Mm.
So, like, the second episode is all about death and being okay with your immortality. And it's told through the storyline of a cow dog going through a meat factory. Which
sounds bonkers. I found this episode fascinating. The meat factory episode. Yeah.
Because the woman behind it, she's so... Like, she deals with lots of death in her life, and she's so cool and so okay with it, and you can tell this is a really beautiful conversation between the two people.
She's a writer, isn't she?
Yeah. I can't remember her name. She's a writer, and she's written, like, heaps of books, and like she writes all about like hard humor and dark humor and all that kind of stuff. Like this makes me want to go watch listen to the podcast. Like, yeah. I want to know more about these people.
I'm struggling to understand how you didn't like this show. Like, the way you're the talking show, about it makes me think you liked it.
I couldn't finish the whole season because I was like, I would rather go listen to this podcast than continue watching this. And I kind of like don't think this is a TV show. I think this is...
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think this is like a beat poetry put to a cartoon that just happens to be taken from a podcast.
Right.
And I feel like with this show, like I only watched one or two episodes a night when I did it, because it is like if you zone out, you're out. Like, that's it. You're out of the whole episode. Yeah. You kind of need to be in it from the start to the finish of the show.
Yeah.
And you can watch kind of any episode at any time, sort of.
I've only seen two episodes, again, on Tessa's recommendation, and I enjoyed them. But I enjoy them in the same way that, like you're saying, Sam, I enjoy listening to podcasts, in that I never really like binge podcasts, or I never even listen to a whole series from start to finish. I kind of just pick and choose. And would you say it's fair that you can kind of just pick and choose episodes of this to watch?
I reckon you can. And if on any recommendation, I would say you go and watch the last episode, because the last episode is an interview he did with his mum, who had cancer at the time, and I think passed 3 weeks after the episode was recorded.
Wow.
But it's really like special to watch.
And
the animation in that episode is just... awesome.
And like, that makes me want to go back and watch it, because the thing that I really enjoyed about the show was the people that featured, because these are people that you'll never hear from. They're like, obviously from different walks of life, and like, it's very like third eye open, that kind of TV show. And I'm gonna be honest, my third eye very very not that open. I'm gonna just say that's why I don't know if the show is for me.
Yeah,
but the
third
podcast
eye's got
itself,
conjunctivitis.
Yeah, totally. Third eye never, it needs bifocals or trifocals. I don't know. But the show is cool and it's for certain people. I just don't think this show is for me.
Fair enough.
So if people want to watch this, what is it called and where can they find it again?
It's called Midnight Gospel and it's on Netflix, which it sounds weird because Netflix usually doesn't have like really alternative content, but this is like alternative content. And like, honestly, check it out because it's unlike anything we've ever seen before, which is worthy enough of a watch at least.
Yeah. Mm.
I would say watch the first episode and the last episode if you're not going to watch any others.
All right.
That would be my recommendation.
Hot Rex. This definitely sounds like, even if you're saying it wasn't for you, Sam, you're saying go and watch it anyway because someone will find it interesting, and it is definitely quite a cool watch. And Tess is just saying it's awesome as well. Mm. So that's kind of two ticks from the BFM crew today, eh?
Totally. And if you like animation, go hard. Like, you're going to enjoy it.
Fantastic.
I feel like we're in Got Talent.
Two yeses. Push that golden buzzer.
Am I Simon Cowell?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Hey, Sam, it's so nice to have you back in the studio.
Same.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, what am I going to watch? Who knows?
Ooh.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
If you've seen...